Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hello, Bob Duca here. I'm going to read another listener letter, respond to it. I do my best to read them all, to respond to them, either on air or over computers. Here we go. This one says, Hi, Bob. I wanted to let you in on a tip that I got from my naturopath / nutritionist. Make sure that when you eat your hypoallergenic meal that you look at and interface with the food. Looking at your food helps trigger your brain to make the enzymes that break down that particular food. It's like giving your stomach a heads up for what's coming. Try not to eat in front of the computer or the TV, as doing this will distract you from the eye contact that is necessary when eating. XOXO, Nicole. Well, thank you, Nicole. I am familiar with food interfacing, but it's a great subject for my listeners to be aware of also. There's some very solid pseudoscience behind the idea that looking at your food helps determine how your body should digest it. Through my own research, I've concluded that how you look at your food is also important. If you have a meal that you're not that excited about, say it's a piece of boot-warmed kale or some Chex party mix, and before consuming it, you look at the food like, oh, hey, what's up? This will trigger feelings of insecurity in your food, and as a result, it will fester in your colon until you sink to it and express how honored you'd be if the food allowed itself to be broken down into energy. The food/vision connection is one that should be explored more thoroughly. I believe that you can eat all the fatty foods you want as long as you don't look at it. Fat is transferred to the body through vision. Think about it. Have you ever seen an overweight blind person? Thanks again, Nicole, and keep your letters and comments coming. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.